Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to the Rosecast. I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. Usually have a nice pre-written intro, kind of like got some little bit of recap, little bit of teasers, got some synonyms for connoisseur slash expert in there when I introduce my co-host AB. Not today, okay? Not today. Thank you for listening. With me, as always, the number one bachelor expert in history. Am I recording? Let me just double check. Something feels off. Something feels off. We're recording. AB, say hello. How's it going?
I'm glad to be here, Rim.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're here, as always. What'd you think of the episode?
Great episode. This is shaping up, Rim. This is shaping up to be one of my favorite seasons ever.
That's crazy. Really?
Yes. I mean, I keep saying every episode is one of the best I've ever seen. I don't know what to tell you, Rim.
What makes it so good? Because a lot of people chirp us on the Twitter saying, like, people don't look, I think it's a loud minority, but there's some folks out there who don't like that we are Ari apologists.
Sure, sure. That's fair. Hey, you can dislike Ari. I don't. I like him. But you can dislike Ari and still agree that this is a good season.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's the biggest reason right now. Crystal is an all-time villain.
Yes.
An all-time villain. She's an all-timer, folks. Appreciate her while she's here.
Yes. Great. I think we're going to have her for quite a bit longer, not to spoil my comments later in the episode. Great quotes. Insane tactics. Mm-hmm. Confused by my tactics. I don't know what that's from, but it reminds me of Crystal. You never know what she's going to do. She gets put in a mental pretzel three times an episode and somehow comes out unscathed.
Somehow she makes her way out of it.
It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
She's Teflon, Rim. Can't touch her.
Well, Teflon Don, like another Miami product, Ricky Rose. AB, let's go down to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And get this episode started. Why? Is a good question.
Why? This is just where rich old white people go when they're retired. Why are we heading here?
Did they ever announce that they're going here? Did I miss this last week? I don't remember this.
I'm confused why you guys are here.
Ari says Fort Lauderdale is a great place to fall in love.
No, it's not.
Everyone in Fort Lauderdale fell in love 65 years ago, and now they came there to die. No one falls in love there. Anyway, Ari shows up at the hotel and announces Chelsea as the first one-on-one date.
Okay.
Were you surprised
by this? Now we're talking. Let's get some age-appropriate women in here. Get some dates with the older cast here.
How old is Chelsea? She's not 30.
29. She's the oldest one left, I think.
Okay, sure. Age-appropriate. Yeah. All right. Sure. All right. Within a stone's throw of Ari's 36
sure.
years.
It's close. Like
they might have been born during the same presidential administration. Maybe. Don't know the stats on that, but it's close enough. AB, not sure if you watch Ballers, only on HBO.
Do
you
not
watch Ballers? Don't. No. Don't watch Ballers. That's that show is bad. But I'm pretty
What's
sure.
What's that have to do with this?
I'm pretty sure this yacht that they were on is Mr. Anderson's yacht from Ballers. I'm pretty sure it's the exact yacht.
Is Mr. Anderson the Rock?
No, I would call him the Rock.
Okay.
Come on. Why would I confuse you like that? No, Mr.
I don't
Anderson.
Know. You said Mr. Anderson like I know who the fuck that was if I haven't
watched
the show.
I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm talking to the listeners who also watch Ballers, which I gotta imagine is at least
five
people.
Yeah.
It's gotta be some people out there that watch Ballers. Might just be my sister, I don't know, but somebody out there watches Ballers and listens to the Rosecast, and they're gonna think that's funny.
Okay, good.
Back at the house already. Chock full back at the house.
Yeah, a lot of back at the house.
Usually we go back to the house just to play the music. Something's going on here. Lauren B, not pleased that Chelsea got the date card. Not a Lauren B guy, AB. Doesn't strike me as someone who's fun at parties.
I'm a Lauren B guy. I'm a big Lauren B guy.
Why?
She seems like a sweetheart. But yeah, she doesn't seem like fun.
Can't be a sweetheart. You can't be a sweetheart if you have a dead heart. Just want to sneak that
in
there.
Oh, AB! Oh! That's Mikkel's music! Mikkel is back already, AB!
Surprised to see here, Rim. Very surprised.
I was surprised. Took me a second to kind of figure out who it was, because she wasn't gone long enough.
No, she was gone for half an episode. One rose ceremony. Somehow snuck past a rose ceremony.
You got to go to an extra location for free. When she walked in, I was like, oh, that's Mikkel. And then everyone was all excited. I'm like, oh, yeah, she left the show. I forgot about that.
Yeah, yep. My question when I first saw this was, how many episodes does this buy her? Spoiler alert, none. but I would have thought, when I first saw this, I'm like, okay, she's got two episodes at least where she's getting pity roses at least. Come on.
I'm not going to, you know, far be it for me to tell someone how to grieve, but had that been me, I might have used the situation to my advantage. I might have used it for a little more leverage than she did. She just like swooped back in and like didn't really play the game, and then boom, you're gone. Sorry, Mikkel.
Hey, more power to her. She did the respectable thing. She didn't use it to her advantage.
Well, as we've seen over the years in this franchise, doing the respectable thing doesn't get you the W's, okay? Side note, for like the third straight episode, the women back at the house have a clear view of the one-on-one date from afar. They got telescopes. They got binoculars. They got all sorts of stuff. They got homing devices, infrared beams. What do you got on them observing the date from afar and seeing Chelsea aggressively straddle Ari on the jet ski at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday in the middle of the bay, the old folks' bay?
I love dates when the rest of the girls get to see what's going on. I just love it. It's great. I mean, that place that they were at didn't have a telescope, but the producers brought that out for them. No. Like, there's no way. You ever been to a hotel that just has a random telescope on the balcony? No.
No, the answer is no, AB. Set up, and it's not pointed like at the sky. It's pointed straight down into the bay.
It's pointed specifically right at where they're going to be jet skiing.
Okay, well, not much else in the one-on-one daytime. Let's move ahead to the nighttime. AB, if I saw a man walk a woman into this car museum, in quotes, at night, I would call the police and stage a stakeout in my car. That's how shady this place looked from out. There wasn't even, the streetlights were flickering, AB.
I was confused on everything that happened during this entire episode in terms of locations. Why did they go to any of these places?
This was a budget episode. I don't know what was going on when they were filming, but it's maybe ABC had some internal corporate strife and they had to cut back real quick. As we saw in the group date, they didn't spend a lot of money there either. Maybe the cheapest date of all time in the history of this show.
I think they probably got a deal about $50 for a couple pitchers of beer and a couple rounds of bowling.
It was basically a corporate outing.
Two lanes. They got two lanes and two pitchers of beer for $50, period.
and they didn't even rent it out. They just went at a time when no one was bowling.
They just went in the afternoon. This was not a rent it out situation.
Yeah. Anyway, the date. Ari recognizes that Chelsea is sacrificing a lot to be on this journey, AB. She's the mother.
What did you think about Ari saying that he felt he needed to treat Chelsea differently because she's a mom?
I'm not a parent, so I wasn't offended by that. I mean, that seems logical to be. It's what's wrong with being sensitive to the things that she has to deal with and acknowledging that is the way you asked the question. You put me on the spot here, AB. I'm not sure if I'm answering this
no,
right.
No, I agree with you. I just thought it was interesting that he said it.
I think, listen, no one is better prepared to handle the sensitivities of a contestant who is also a parent than Ari Leyendijk Jr. Guy almost exclusively dates mothers on
That's
television. Okay.
Yep.
on television. Who knows what he does outside of TV, but when he's on TV, he's talking about moms. What did you make of their conversation about Chelsea's ex-husband? Got kind of deep there for a minute.
Yeah, Chelsea mentioned she was in a 7-year relationship. It sounds like with a much older man.
About Ari's age,
maybe? Does that remind you of something else, Rim?
No.
This whole season of Ari
okay,
dating younger girls?
AB, they separated when her son, son, daughter, don't know, was just sick.
Sammy. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I think Sammy. She said son earlier in the season, so I'm going to stick with that.
Anyway, separated when he was just 6 months old. You don't do that just because you're not getting along. Mm-mm. Okay, something big had to have gone down.
Something big happened there.
Chelsea's had it rough. She's been through some stuff. They were together I think she was 20 when they got together. We're together for 7 years. An interesting backstory for Chelsea there. And I think that was good for them to discuss. Nice of her to open up about that. Ari now knows more about Chelsea than he might know about most contestants at this point.
Listen, this couple's much more age appropriate, Rim, but also it was one of the most boring segments in the whole season. So I don't know. You guys sure you want to get rid of some of these young kids? We're going to have all 30-year-olds here? We're just going to be watching real good talks between two mature adults. That's not what we're here for, is it?
Listen, the Venn diagram of being entertained and witnessing age-appropriate relationships, they don't overlap, folks. You get one or the other, okay? You get the 22 and 23-year-olds, or you get the boring and are entertained, or you get the boring 32-year-olds.
I'm just saying, I think I speak for both of us when I say we want to see Ari find love and a real love, but until that happens, I want a couple young people in there to spice things up. I don't want them all gone.
Well, here's how I think you and I would rank our priorities. Mm-hmm. On this show. Number one, want to be entertained.
Sure.
I'm not going to sit through a 2-hour show and then podcast about it every week if it's boring. Okay. Yeah. I want to be entertained. 1A, 1B, however, whatever, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? 2. You could just say 2, Rim.
Not 2. 1A.
It's not 2.
1A.
It's not that
1A.
Far. It's not that far
it's
behind.
It's not far enough yet. 1A.
You want the lead, if we like the lead, and we do, to find love.
Absolutely.
Wanted Rachel to find love, want Ari to find love. Could care less if Nick Vile found love. Okay? Those are our priorities in watching the show. And that's really it. Anyway, AB, nice quote from Ari. At the end of the day, no, nice quote from Chelsea, excuse me. At the end of the day, I probably have the least I've ever had, and I feel like I have everything. That's parenting, AB. You gotta love
it. Wow, I gotta love that.
Back at the house. Group date card. Mikkel. Crystal. Becca M. Becca K. Jenna. CN. Kendall. Ashley. Marique. Jacqueline. Lauren B. Why does anyone get excited when their name is called for a group date card at this stage in the game? It's not good. You know that, right? That's the worst thing that you can have.
Group dates suck. I mean, everybody gets a date, too. I mean, this is the worst thing that could... There's two possibilities. You're either going on a one-on-one date, which is awesome, or you go on the group date. That sucks. So everyone should be disappointed when their name is called.
Exactly. This early in the season, sometimes you don't go on a date in a week. These days, everybody's getting a date.
Yeah, exactly.
Wipe that smirk off your face, Kendall. You get the severity of this situation? Anyway, Tia gets the one-on-one date. Very excited. I'm a big Tia guy. Were you surprised
too.
By this, that she got the one-on-one?
No, okay. I think Ari likes Tia, so I'm not surprised.
You were early on the Tia train, I think.
Yeah.
Very early.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I messed up with Raven and my thoughts on Raven and
exactly
her going far. And I'm not going to make the same mistake again just because she's way down South Country.
Listen, no disrespect to Raven. A little disrespect. This is just a better Raven. This is just a better Raven.
Flat out.
Nothing wrong with that. It's fine. There's a better Rim out there somewhere. I'm sure he's sexy and rich and doesn't have a gut. I'm sure, you know what I mean? Back on the Chelsea date. Ari says, I would never waste a moment of your time. You're missing a lot at home. Today was amazing. Believe it or not, AB, Ari's date, Ari thought his date was amazing. I don't know if that caught you by surprise.
Yeah. Because it was more his speed, all running around with all these young girls, it's kind of worn him out.
No. I'm referencing that he described, amazing is the only adjective he knows how to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
It didn't hit. They can't all hit. Okay. My big takeaway from this date, maybe it was boring. I think I tweeted out some sleeping emojis during this date. Maybe it might have been boring. But what I took away from this date, they're not even trying to make Chelsea into a villain anymore. Chelsea is perfectly fine. She's not my favorite.
Chelsea's not a villain.
But she's certainly not the awful person they made her out to be early on.
I like Chelsea.
Group date, daytime. They're going bowling, AB. We already got our jokes off about the budget for this date.
Sure, yep.
Just so we're clear, the whole opening portion of this segment, including Ari licking the bowling ball, was a reference to the Jesus scene from The Big Lebowski. Okay. He wasn't just licking it for fun.
Here's I knew it was from Big Lebowski. I'm not a huge Big Lebowski guy, but I've seen it, so I knew it had something to do with that, so I went back and looked.
It's a white people movie.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. So I looked up the Jesus scene. Jesus is like the creep in that movie, right? The creep villain.
He's very gross, yeah.
They reference him as like a pedophile. I saw in a clip. I watched a couple clips.
Oh, yeah, he is.
It's not good, Rim. I don't know why they did this.
Yikes.
When I saw this, I knew there was something off about Jesus, because I knew this was a Jesus reference. So then I watched a couple clips, and they reference him being a pedophile. So I don't know why that's the look you're going for, Ari.
No,
licking the bowling ball.
I don't want to get into semantics here. Well, how about I just don't? Okay,
not a good look.
Not the best decision from ABC. Let's keep it moving. What'd you think of this group date activity, though? Bowling.
I thought it was fun.
Fabulous.
Liked it. Big fan of this. You don't have to spend. This is proof that you don't have to spend all this money to have a good episode of The Bachelor.
Bowling in general, on TV and in real life, great group activity. Good for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and
sure,
you're done with it. Okay, but you have fun from start to finish.
Absolutely.
You can casually, multiple people can kind of go in and out of the orbit of the lead. And if you're not talking with the lead, there's something for you to do besides sit around and gossip.
Absolutely. It's fun for everybody. Perfect group date.
Now, it's not in a private jet trip to Cuba for authentic Cuban cigars and sandwiches, but it's still fun. AB, what did you think of the challenge, the date challenge? Winning team gets to go on the nighttime date. Losing team does not.
I'm always a fan of that. It ratchets up the pettiness of the pure competitiveness of these girls.
Unfortunately, it didn't happen, AB. Are you okay with Ari, for no reason, saying, hey, the losers can come too? The losers being... the team's kind of split up into blue team was kind of wackos. Jenna, Jenna, Crystal, Becca K is not.
Hey, what's
wacko,
Jenna doing here, Rim?
I don't know.
What's she up to?
Jenna's like on
she
screen
no
for like 3
business.
Seconds every episode. And you're like, whoa, Jenna, what's going on with Jenna?
Girl's wild.
And then the pink team, normal group, young Becca, CN, etc. They got their asses kicked. The pink ladies got the floor wiped with them.
Absolutely. This is what I think we finally found out what happens in one of these when the team that has a bunch of the favorites loses. Like He didn't want to go on this group. He didn't want to do a nighttime with, like, Jenna and Crystal. No, thank you. I'll choose Sienna and Becca, please.
Yes, please. That's pretty obviously what happened.
Yeah, he changed it because he didn't want to go on this date with these with the blue team, period. To answer your question, it was unacceptable switch up. Unacceptable. I would have been furious.
Yeah. I mean, not okay to do that.
No.
Crystal mentioned it later. If he would have brought it up, maybe floated the idea, or maybe made a compromise. There are a lot of different options, and he chose the dumbest one, which is kind of the theme of the episode and last episode. Don't know why he did that. We do know why he did that. I don't think he should have done that.
No, I agree.
Back at the hotel, the talk of the town is Crystal's apparent outburst on the bus ride. No cameras on the bus, AB. That's okay. When shit gets real.
On reality television, nothing makes me more mad than when the cameras are not rolling for a big event. What are we doing here? You can't hire the camera person to be on the bus for an extra 2 hours? What's going on here?
Stay woke, AB. They got it on film. It wasn't as bad as the other girls making it. Seems that they are leaving it to the imagination.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're talking about there. Yeah, Great point.
Listen, every episode of The Real World, whenever they're going out, they got a camera person in the cab, period. Yeah. A cab, which they don't, you know, own or anything, I imagine. Anyway. Yep.
Great point.
Crystal apparently called Ari a liar, says she can't trust him, all this stuff. What Ari did was dumb, maybe, no doubt. Not the first time he's done something dumb. Won't be the last. Won't be the last tonight, probably. But put this in a little perspective for me one time. Wouldn't you agree that this, making a mountain out of a molehill, folks.
This is an all-time overreaction.
Which you need. You need to check that box in the rubric if you're going to be an all-time villain. You have to have an all-time overreaction.
That's true.
AB, Crystal packed her stuff and says she's not going on the date, okay? It's one thing to not go on the date. Those protests, do that, whatever. To pack your stuff.
It's silly. First of all, if you were really going to go home, you would just leave. You wouldn't make this whole show of it. What I really loved about this whole scene, she throws on a robe, her new villain outfit. Just fucking a luxurious robe that she'll be in the rest of the time.
Villain outfit.
I want her to be in the robe the rest of the time. Yeah. The rest of her time. Rose ceremonies, dates, everything. I want her in a robe. Power robe. It's a power robe, Rim.
Yeah, it's a power robe. There's nothing more villainous than doing your makeup and doing your hair and getting all done up and then just putting on a robe while everyone else is dressed up and being like, ladies going out? I'm staying in. Send a message with the robe.
Absolutely.
Packing your stuff, though. Like you said, if you're going to go home, go home. Packing your stuff is just like... I mean, everybody's stuff is packed. They just got there that morning. Like, nobody put all their shit in the dressers and the closets and stuff. Everybody's shit's in the bags.
Yeah. What do you mean, packed your stuff?
Empty threats. That's the Crystal. Empty threats. That's the Crystal way.
I loved when they asked Crystal, hey, what do you want us to tell Ari? She goes, you can let Ari know that he was disrespectful to Team Blue. Okay, we'll let him know.
Ari says you were mean to Team Blue. This is also a theme with Crystal. When someone confronts her, specifically when Ari's asking her what the problem is, she makes it seem like, well, on behalf of Team Blue, this is why we're upset.
Nobody is with you, Crystal. No. Nobody.
No one really cares. Yeah, like maybe some people on Team Blue weren't really feeling your decision, but they'll be okay with it, you know?
Yeah, everyone's okay.
All right, group date, nighttime. Speaking of cheap dates, this was, I believe, in the hotel lobby. Okay. Yeah,
it was. It was in a private room that they booked for $150 for the night.
When Ari shows up and the group tells Ari what Crystal said on the bus and explains why she's not here, I thought for sure Ari would be like, all right, well, her loss.
Yeah.
Ignore the cry for attention and live it up in Fort Lauderdale with the ladies before the town curfew at 10:30. AB, another example of Ari being presented with an easy decision and him choosing the dumb option. What did you make of Ari deciding to go back to talk to Crystal?
Absolutely. He acted like he had to do this for Crystal. Like, I don't think so at all. No. Unless he was going to send her home instantly, then it would have been the right decision. But if you're just going to go over there, go up there and, like, give her a talking to?
If you're going to go up there and give her a talking to, and that you're not going to send her home, I think he probably could have done a better job of indicating to everyone else that he wasn't going to go, like, beg for her to come back. He was just like, I'm going to go talk to her, see if she's okay. That's not a good look. And they were understandably upset with that. But if he says, I'm going to go up there and be like, this is, just tell her
this
how
is
dumb
bullshit.
This is.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. Then I think everyone would have been on board with that. All right, AB, what do you got? What do you make of Crystal and Ari's chat?
I'll tell you what I was mad about, Rim. ABC. This scumbag company, ABC. They made it seem, at least in my head, before the episode, in the teasers, I watched some of them this time, that Crystal was in this robe in, like, the hotel, and Ari was secretly visiting Crystal in her robe.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what I was thinking was going to happen coming into this episode, is Ari and Crystal going to have a secret rendezvous in the hotel. Wow. And Crystal's in a robe. Whoa. It might have been the next morning for all I know.
Okay, AB, follow your own advice. Don't watch the previews.
Shouldn't have watched it. I'm about to file a lawsuit on ABC for this.
Because I'll tell you what, I haven't watched them the last couple weeks, and it really does kind of reset your expectations. Your expectations aren't out of whack when you watch the episode then.
I'll tell you what, another thing, Rim, speaking of ABC, they showed a trailer for next week's episode this episode, and she's there!
Yes.
What do we do? What the fuck? Is this amateur hour, Rim?
Amateur hour.
What's going on? It was right after the Crystal fight. They showed a scene of Crystal next episode. Come on! Yes.
An
what
hour before
here?
The rose ceremony. And
what
if,
are we doing?
Even if they didn't show her, even if you weren't looking at the screen, they used her voice. She has the most distinctive voice on the show.
They showed her. I saw her.
Embarrassing. Sloppy. Sloppy.
Dude, can I not watch the commercials anymore?
What are we supposed to do?
You know, what are we supposed to do?
All right. Anyway, Ari had some nice quotes here. He said, I think you should stay up here tonight. I'm going to go back down there with them. And I'll see you in a few days. I mean, he had a Bibiana mic drop without saying as much.
Yep.
Crystal's fan plan backfired, AB, immensely.
Absolutely. It was Dad Ari, 36-year-old father Ari, came up to Crystal and scolded her for acting a fool.
He was not mad. He was disappointed, AB. Well, he goes back to the date. Like I said earlier, he says she won't be joining us. But I think you should have said, I told her ass not to come. Just so you all know, like, I'm on your side on this.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Send the message that he didn't fall for her little trap. We got some good one-on-one times here.
Absolutely.
First up, Kendall. What do you got on Kendall and Ari chatting it up, AB?
She tells him she's never been in a really long-term relationship. The chemistry's there, though, Rim. They share a nice kiss.
Ari's met his match. In the makeout game.
This is the new hot and steamy couple of the season. It was Becca, now it's Kendall.
Becca and Ari are old news.
Yeah.
Young Becca and Ari. Not interested anymore. Kendall and Ari, similar hand techniques. Okay? You know, she mentioned never been in a relationship longer than 8 or 10 months, which of course means 6. And then that's really not much else do we find out about Kendall before they start making out. Big Kendall guy, AB.
I am too. And I think a lot of people are.
Yes, agreed. At least at this point in the episode. Something happens later that had me waffling a little bit.
Okay.
Ari and young Becca, one-on-one time. Like I said, I mean, you cannot recreate the magic of last week. That intense one-on-one date. Every subsequent Ari and Becca interaction will feel like a letdown.
Yep. They've just settled in now. They're over the age, it seems like, and they're just going to move forward. Nothing to see here.
More advanced age, Becca. Don't want to say old. More advanced age, Becca. I like Becca K. She's not interested in all the chaos swirling about.
Here's the thing. I just realized I hadn't thought of this. I think I like all the girls except Crystal, really. I mean, who do you dislike? I was going to say after you said that, I like Becca too, but then I realized who don't I like? Say that about all of them.
I'll save my opinion on that until the very end, AB.
Okay.
During the rose ceremony.
Sure.
I like Becca too. I think Becca K underrated chemistry here. People talk about young Becca. They talk about Kendall. They talk about this and that. This Becca's for real.
She's a contender.
Crystal shows up for the date. Why anyone is surprised by this is beyond me, AB. She's not going to let that dress go to waste, AB. Okay?
No, can't do it.
Too good of a dress.
And, I mean, the producers obviously nudged her out, like, we'll give you an extra $1,000 to go down there right now.
You think there's cash under the table?
Yeah, there's cash.
Transactions.
There's cash transactions, period. Maybe not cash, but, you know, a gentle nudge that, you know, if you go down there, you're going to get more followers, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be better TV. And they're going to go.
Keep this in mind, too. Crystal's occupation as a fitness coach, basically an Instagram fitness coach, social media fame is more valuable to her than anyone else.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about what happened on the screen, though. When Crystal starts her millionth speech of the season, basically everyone steps up to challenge her. Every person, they just go down the line and someone's like, here's why, just either roasting her or giving her, asking her a question that she can't answer. Young Becca puts her in the spin cycle, AB.
She throws her in the mental figure four leg locker room.
Topsy-turvy that motherfucker right there.
Never seen someone's point so perfectly made.
Yes.
Than Becca's.
Young Becca makes good points a lot.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
She does so articulately. She compared Crystal coming to the party after saying she wouldn't to Ari changing his mind after the bullying thing. It's the exact same thing and the same level of severity,
yeah,
too, which
exactly.
is not much at all. No one should care.
You said you were coming to the cocktail party and then you came. So now are you a liar or did you just change your mind like Ari did?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Obvious. It's obvious. Like I said, Crystal gets mentally flopped by another contestant three times an episode.
Yep. And then Sienna comes in and lays the hammer too. Yep. She, I guess I just don't understand what you're trying to do. Help me understand what you're doing here. Because this is not fun.
All right. Lauren B. and Ari. One-on-one time. Here, let's do a little recreation. You be Ari, I'll be Lauren B.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Lauren B. Nice to meet you. No, kidding around, folks. Kidding around, but not that far off, okay? Never had one-on-one time on camera before, to my knowledge. And
listen,
it shows. It shows, AB.
No, I thought this was cute. The 21 questions thing. I thought it was okay.
It's week five. It's week five. Someone said I love you on this episode.
Yeah, I mean, that's grade school when we're talking week five. You're right.
Favorite
that.
Colors? How you like your eggs?
Yeah, you're right.
How do you do your eggs, AB?
You know what?
This is week 5,000 for you and me. And I don't know.
You know, I'm an over easy guy, Rim.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They both open up a little bit. Ari, for the first time, takes the conversation to a deeper level. They talked a little bit about like what are you afraid of through this whole journey, this whole experience.
I stick by what I've said in the past, and Lauren B. I'm a Lauren B. guy. I like her. She seems nice, very nice.
I think you're putting on a show here. I don't buy it.
No,
go ahead.
I'm a Lauren B. guy. I like Lauren B. She seems like a sweetheart, but there's nothing there.
No,
it's nothing there.
Ari's big thing is praising vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone says, oh, I'm scared, you might not pick me, he goes, well, that's good. It means you're vulnerable. He's always talking about vulnerability, but never really explains why that's a positive thing. To me, if you're a bottom-tier contestant like Lauren B. is, you have no chance of winning. There's no reason to be vulnerable. Like, forget that. Hide your secrets. Not going to tell you my biggest fears if I'm just going to be packing my bags the next day. No, sir.
Hold
I'm not trying to be vulnerable on TV here.
Rim. Lauren B., I'm not convinced she has a shot yet, but she might be that late riser that we're always talking about. She might be it. It seems like she has a one-on-one next week. Something there.
Yeah. All right, here's a small reference to like six listeners. Lauren B. is the John Licklider of this show, this season. She's in the game, and she inexplicably might get a start here and there, but no one can really explain why, and everyone knows that she shouldn't be there, okay?
No, I don't agree. I don't agree.
I had no problems with Lauren B. before we started talking today, and now I'm anti-Lauren B. because you're so
pro. I don't
know
where this is coming from. She's a sweetheart.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
All right, Tia one-on-one date. AB, let me get this straight. To spend a day exploring the swamps of the Everglades, Ari put on some short Bermuda shorts and slipped on some Tom's moccasins in a soft, presumably premium cotton T-shirt. Ari, these gators are going to eat you alive, son. These gators are snickering behind your back. No one has ever wore Toms to the swamp before, not the Everglades. Anyway.
Great point.
What'd you make of this old dude's house in the middle of the swamp?
Hold up. I want to talk about this boat, first of all, Rim. Number one, first of all, we would have a blast on a wind boat.
Yes.
Number two,
yes.
Is that what happens when you see gators? It seems like they were uncomfortably close to me. Couldn't the gator just pop right out and snatch someone?
Yes, yes.
It seems like they were very close.
They were very close. Here's the thing, AB. You and I are going to be on an airboat at some point in our lives, okay? We'll be in Louisiana, rural Louisiana, for something or other. We're going to come upon alligators, okay? We're going to come upon these sea turtles, all right? And if you're going to be scared, we're going to have a problem. Ari, I thought it was a cute little moment between Ari and Tia when they were both kind of scared. I mean, sure. Obviously the guy in the Tom's moccasins is not going to be like, oh, let's wrestle the crocodile. You know what I mean? And hey, yep. Also people, listeners in Florida and the South, don't come at me with the difference between a crocodile and an alligator. All right? I'm not here. I'm not trying to hear it. All right? Do not text the rose bag, aka the bouquet. Anyway, let's go to the house. What was this about? You ever seen this before where you just go to a haunted swamp house?
Why did they go to this weird cabin with this weird man? I'll say it. The guy was weird.
The guy was
like
weird.
A 50% chance that fucking guy, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's bodies in the house.
Wears gator skin or something weird like that? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with wearing gator skin, but wearing human skin is a whole other situation we might have with this guy. I bet he makes a mean pair of frog legs, though, AB. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
Give me them frog legs. No sauce necessary, sir.
We got to get down there to that guy's house.
It seemed almost like, the way they made it seem, it was like it was unplanned. They like happened upon this house. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to old, you know, Uncle Joe's. We're going. Yep. They just kind of ran into him.
The house wasn't cool. I'll be the first to say that as well. That was not a... I wouldn't have found that, like, exciting to be at that house.
Of
this
course
This piece of
not.
Shit house yes. This guy built. Looks like a house I'd build. And it took him... He said it took him 10 years.
Well, it's probably built out of driftwood that they just came upon the area. Sunken ships. AB, it was you're not going out on a limb there. It reminded me of like if they made a sequel to Casper the Friendly Ghost and it was set in the Everglades. By that I mean it looked haunted. Anyway, porch swing conversation. Best of the season, in my opinion, AB.
What about the food, Rim? You want to talk about?
I already made my frog leg.
I want to talk more about the food. You don't want to talk about the deep fried corn on the cob? Something you've never heard of? Iowa boys, corn
how
guys?
How have we not? I mean, really, I've never seen that. And I don't know how we wouldn't have seen that.
Did this dude just say this, Rim?
Yeah, seriously. Deep fried, I mean, I'd eat the shit out of some deep fried. You could make that into a cereal. Just deep fry some corn, fucking slice off the corns, and then chew that shit up, period.
Wow.
All right. People don't listen to us because they want to hear our corn fried corn
food talk.
Yeah. Port Swing Conversation, AB. Quit neutering this take of mine. The okay, best conversation ahead. Of the season. Agree or disagree, buy or sell.
Why? Well, you're talking about frogging?
Well, number one is it lasted more than 30 seconds before they make out, which is mega bonus points.
Sure.
Two, we get a peek into Tia's hometown life. Ari talks a little bit about his racing persona. It all seemed very real and genuine and natural. It wasn't, hey, I have a book of questions, or hey, let's play 21 questions.
Great point.
You know, or hey, like, tell me about your past relationship. They're just talking about themselves. They're getting to know each other. It seemed sure. real, AB. Best conversation of the season, period.
That's fair.
Got to move to the nighttime date. Another budget, balling on a budget date, dinner in an old nautical antique place. It seemed to me like they didn't have permission to be in there. The lights weren't on. AB, Tia is apparently a doctor of physical therapy. That's new information.
I didn't know that.
To us and Ari.
Yeah.
So add her to the list of a person who's far better and more educated than Ari.
Sure.
What do you got on the conversation between these two?
I can't. The only part that sticks out to me is the Tia saying she's fallen in love with Ari on their first date.
You're
going to
skip over the fact that one of them believes in God and the other doesn't? That seems like kind of a big thing.
No. Yeah, nothing to see here. Nothing's here. I'm not here for religion and politics. Right. I'm here for the juice. Right.
Listeners, I'm talking to just you now. What happened here is AB got distracted while he was watching this part and didn't take as good a notes during this little five-minute window here.
That's
okay, I can see it in his eyes.
That is a fact. Forgot about that part.
AB, the big moment. Tia says, I'm falling for you.
Falling in love with you, Rim. Say it right.
Let me get to the whole quote. I'm not done with the quote.
Okay, go ahead.
She says, I'm falling for you. It's scary as hell to say it, but I'm falling in love with you. What's your reaction?
Tia falls in love really fast, Rim. She's one of those type of people. I mean, this is their first date. And she's saying she's falling in love with him. Makes me worried for Tia, Rim. I'm worried for her that she's going to get her heart broke by this race car driver.
Well, I don't know what his occupation has to do. Also, and to hear people who know racing talk about Ari Leyendijk, he's a race car driver like I'm a pro golfer. Like, because I won some money one time in a best shot with my dad. You know what I mean? I don't think he's really into he like has access to race cars is about it. Anyway, we digress. AB, do you buy it?
I do. I think she's just one of those types that falls in love really quick. And I think she's going to get her heart broken, Rim. You don't buy it, I take.
I had a different reaction. I'm not sure if it's right. This was just my initial reaction. When she said this, AB, I thought she looked to be embarrassed to be saying it. Like, she said it, she turned away, she kind of laughed. Ari laughed. He said, oh, you have to look at me when you say that. Like, you know, she was 19,
sure.
Saying it for the first time. So she said it again. She laughs while they're kissing.
So what about that don't you buy?
The first person who said, she was laughing. She was laughing and didn't want to say it, it seemed.
I took that as more nerves.
Here's the thing. The first person or two who says, I love you to the lead, I almost never think it's real, right?
Sure.
You watch a show, like we've said before, it's like watching pro wrestling. You have to suspend disbelief a little bit and let yourself buy into the stories, no matter how preposterous. It's the first date. I want to buy into this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say I'm falling in love with you on your first date, it just takes me out of that. Remember when Robbie said, I love you to JoJo on their first date and we roasted the shit out of him?
Yeah, but we like Tia more, so I give her
obviously.
A pass.
Obviously.
Give her a pass.
I literally wrote, I give her a pass. I give her a pass because we liked Tia's great. Yeah. But it's tough. That's always, it's hard for me to watch that and not roll my eyes.
Sure.
Pretty much no matter who it is.
That's
now,
fair.
Later in the season, when you're getting more time with the people, it's been months instead of a month. I get into it, but the first one's always tough for me. But we like Tia, so good for her. I buy it.
True love.
True love. It's special to see. Anything else, or you want to go to the cocktail party?
Let's go to the cocktail party.
Crystal was not hiding in her room, AB, during the group date. She was investing in herself. Have to respect that.
You guys still mean to tell me that this is producer editing with Crystal? Is that what's still going on online? People talking about how she's not this bad?
AB, all right, I'll just say it. I watched a video this morning. There's some show where some woman interviews contestants in a limo. It's like, will you accept this ride or something? It's pretty good. Okay. Like after the show, it comes out. Crystal was on.
Okay.
She was awesome. Mm. It was jarring to see. She was charming and funny and cool and self-aware, and her voice was normal. Her voice was totally normal.
Okay.
So I don't think it's producer editing, and I don't think Crystal is putting on a show. It's to a certain extent, it's her. She's saying the things like we said, but I think there's a little bit of her embracing the role.
Yeah.
I don't think this is her natural self. Or maybe she was putting on a show for the little video.
It could be that she put on a show for the thing you watched. At some point, she's putting on a show, though. I don't know if it's during The Bachelor or if it's during whatever you watched.
Yes. Anyway, let's scoot to some one-on-one times. Kendall and Ari, AB, you got anything on this question book? Would you eat human meat? That's what I want to know.
Absolutely not. Ari had the correct answer. If it's a life or death situation, sure. Any other time, why would I?
AB, you know me. I'll eat any meat.
You're an exotic meat guy. Everyone knows
endangered,
that.
Endangered, not dangered. I'll eat any meats. But you have to draw the line at someone who used to be alive. That person had a family. You don't eat someone that had a human family.
Kendall like she would do it no matter what situation. Any situation where she came across some human meat, she would eat it.
Like it was a new flavor of Pringles. Oh, you got to check out the human meat. You don't want to eat the human meat?
Absolutely not. And then she comes with, I wouldn't eat you, though. Anytime you say you wouldn't eat someone and you're talking about eating their flesh, your conversation went all wrong.
Ari has no idea how to react other than to make out with her, which is not what I would have done in that moment.
No.
Hey, what do you got on Crystal? Okay, Crystal, another speech.
The speeches are too much, Rim.
It's crazy. The speeches are crazy. They happen so frequently.
They're so frequent. She thinks every single time she sits down in a group, she needs to explain to everyone what she's feeling.
That's crazy.
I don't understand. And nobody cares.
No one cares. She said to the camera, you guys have nothing to talk about except me? No, not really. You're clearly the big headline right now.
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about?
My favorite part of this is Crystal says, you know, I'm happy to talk with anybody one-on-one. And Kendall immediately takes her up on the offer, and she did not expect that.
If the plan backfired big time. If anyone wants to talk to me, you can come find me and we'll talk one-on-one. And the girls lined up to talk to her. There was a line of girls to have a one-on-one conversation with her.
Again, everything that Crystal does backfires, and yet she survives.
Somehow she does. She was not ready for any conversation. She thought she was just saying it to save face. Like, don't talk about me as a group. None of them will actually say it to my face. All of them will actually say it to your face. They're all more mature than you.
Yeah, and smarter. They can outsmart her in every conversation.
Absolutely.
I don't want to talk about each of them, but Becca and Crystal. Becca asks her straight up, why are you still here?
What are you doing here?
Then they go to break, AB. And then after the break, Ari and friggin' Jacqueline make out. People forget about Jacqueline.
Yeah. She's good the girl chemistry. That's the girl we said was going to be a late riser, too.
I think she's a front runner. You never know.
This is the first time I've seen her talk to Ari.
Yes. I did not know how her voice sounded before this.
No, not at all.
Anyway, me personally, I wasn't a huge fan of how Becca handled that discussion with Crystal.
Okay.
Just a little too confrontational for my taste.
Yeah, it was, but Crystal seems like she's the worst. So, I mean, all of the one-on-one conversations that she had ended with the person storming off. So that should tell you something about how those conversations went.
Becca just has to tread lightly because she is the youngest, so she can't be perceived as immature.
Yep.
She needs to watch that. She interrupted a little too much. She was a little, I say Crystal's the type of person, obviously, you can just let her, give her some rope to hang herself with. You know what I mean? You don't need to die. You don't need to win.
Yep.
But like you said, at the same time, Becca's just had it with this woman, so.
Yeah.
All right, AB, my favorite moment of all time.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Ari and Crystal.
Yep.
The tone of Ari's voice is stern. People get on Ari for having like an effeminate voice or like being kind of soft or like, oh, you're amazing. He was like, Crystal? What did you make of Crystal's backstory?
Crystal goes into, she grew up spending a lot of time at a bowling alley. So that's why this triggered her acting like this. I can't even deal with this shit, Rim. I can't even handle this story.
Her mom worked in a bowling alley.
That's what you came with?
And dated untrustworthy men. And Ari was untrustworthy in a bowling alley. A little too on the nose for me, AB.
It's a lie.
Something stinks here.
This is a lie. I can't even talk about it.
Okay. Well, that's not what was the best
part. What was the best part?
Number one, Ari doesn't seem to give a shit about that little made-up sob story. Sorry that we're being so crass. I mean,
why would you?
Crystal starts off her greatest speech. I know struggle makes us stronger. Like, this is our first fight. AB. Ari's cocktail glass was just about to touch his lips, and it came to a screeching halt, and he set it down, and he goes, it could be our last fight. Beautiful moment.
Beautiful.
Listen, cherishing your first fight is a wild...
It's a wacko thing to say.
No disrespect. It's a wacko thing to say, especially in this scenario, okay? When you're not... No one here is really in a relationship right now, okay? There's 10 people outside. At that point, based on the look on Ari's face, I knew that if Crystal got a rose, it would be a producer pick, period.
Absolutely. And but the unfortunate part is by that point, we already knew Crystal got a rose. It was really unfortunate what ABC did this week.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of tension going into the final rose, unfortunately. I think Ari's done with Crystal. There is no saving it for Crystal.
I think he was done at the cocktail or at the night portion of the group date. I think he was done.
He should have sent her home. Ben would have sent her home.
He didn't have the option. The producers did not let him send her home.
Yep, that's a fact. That's a fact.
That's how it goes.
And they shouldn't. They shouldn't let him send her home. She's a gold mine.
Absolutely not. You got to get a 2-on-1 out of this. You got to. It has to be done.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the rose ceremony. Chelsea, Tia, and Lauren B. have date roses. Before the ceremony, though, just one last all-time Crystal quote. I might put the sound in here. I showed him like what I have. I showed him fun, passionate, sad, emotional, excited, futuristic.
Futuristic? What?
Crystal Musk. All right. Incredible quote. Just my take. Incredible. So many shades of who she is, AB. She's such a layered woman. Roses. Becca M. CN. Kendall, Becca K.
He's giving out the roses to who he likes first, Rim.
This is in order right now.
Yeah,
okay?
This is the power rankings. Take notes.
This is the power rankings. Jacqueline, Jenna, Crystal. No roses? Mikkel, Ashley, Marik. Each of whom classy in defeat. I just might add.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mikkel has reason to fucking flip a table in this bitch.
Whoa.
Why didn't you tell me not to come back? Why did you let me come back? What was the point?
I think she might have... I think it was a situation where she wanted to come back. I don't think Ari was like, come back, let's see where this goes. I think she was like, can I come back? And they were like, yeah, come on back. And she hung out with their girls. I don't think there was hard feelings there.
Okay. You changed my mind there.
Yeah, boom. Switcheroo.
Great point.
Down to one minority now. Just
I noticed that, Rim. I didn't notice? You think I didn't notice that? There's a lot of girls left. There was a lot of girls that started. A lot of minorities started.
Yes.
And Bachelor's up to its old shit again.
Yep. Well, I think if Crystal didn't, I blame the producers. I don't blame Ari, but anyway.
Okay.
Bottom line is we're getting a Black Bachelorette next season. Okay. That's a fact. Okay. I'll leave it at that. Last note I have, Crystal, Mount Rushmore villain.
Absolutely.
If she goes home, who provides controversy?
Nobody.
Chelsea already had her image rehabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Becca M is too popular. Young Becca is too popular in the house.
And I don't think you can have Chelsea be the villain. Like, you can't have the mom. You can't have that. That's a bad look for the series.
Yes, yes.
Like, the kid's got to watch his mom be a villain on TV. Yeah. Mm-mm.
There was one episode of that, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
And she's not that. I mean, that was a true distortion of her personality.
Absolutely.
For that reason, I don't think Crystal goes home next week. I don't think she goes home the week after.
Wow.
She's here to stay. And that's for the good of the show in the short term, I think.
That's fair.
There are 10 people left. I think she's still a hometown contender. I really do. Ari will begrudgingly take her to home. Baby, you made a face there. You don't buy that.
I don't. I think
you
she
got
might
to have
a couple.
Her.
Yeah, I agree. But this is about the time that the villain usually leaves in a 2-on-1. So
the thing about this season is many people have pointed out they think Ari's boring. I don't find Ari to be that boring. I don't find him to be like I don't know if we would want to hang out with him the way we wanted to hang out with Ben. I think you got to keep the villain around longer than normal for that situation. Because if you get rid of her and then you have Ari and the Beccas and CN and Kendall, it's just like five nice people hanging out.
Yeah.
With no hard feelings towards each trouble.
Doesn't other. Get the ratings.
No. Okay, AB, let's go to the rose bag. The rose bag was loaded up. People responded this week.
The bouquet?
I'm sorry, the bouquet. The bouquet. Once again, the text line, also known affectionately known as the rose bag, a.k.a. the bouquet, is 773-234-7794. Put it in your phone. Save it as Rosecast, boys. It sends it to a Google voice box, and we're not going to be responding. So if you're trying to text Rim and AB with personal questions and stuff, we're not responding. All right, we can't do it. I don't know how to do it.
Hit us
if we
up
did,
on
I
Twitter.
Wouldn't do it anyway.
Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, do that. All right. Anyway, let's go to the first couple questions here. This is from our guy Tyler. Ty, some might call him. Every time Ari has a chance to act like an idiot, he behaves maturely, and I'm shocked. Credit where credit is due, I underestimated him. I think every time is a little bit of an exaggeration, but there have been times where he does something. The bar is really low for him, admittedly. There have been times where he does something like, oh, that's not the worst thing he could have done. So that's pretty good. Pat on the back.
The main thing about Ari is he's just really, he botches a lot of speeches. What he wants to say, I think, comes across really poorly, and he doesn't always get across what he's trying to. Like, the people that he's talking to, I don't think come away knowing exactly what he's trying to get across always.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. Not very articulate. And his mind is usually on the lips.
Yeah,
sorry.
Buried.
Next up, 248 area code. Hey, Rim Daddy and AB.
Okay.
It's Johnny from Iowa City. So I spoke too soon. Not a 248. It's 248 area code, but he's from Iowa City. Go Hawks. Do you guys
Why do you call you Rim Daddy?
I don't know. I don't know Johnny from Iowa City. Do you? I don't know who this person is. So I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know.
He put A-B. He spelled your name A-B-E-E.
Ooh.
Which is kind of fire.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Crystal was really born inside a bowling alley? Hardy har har, Johnny. She wasn't born in a bowling alley. Her mom worked at one. AB, you got anything to unless I misunderstood that story?
No, you got it.
If we ask Crystal where she was born, she might say bowling alley just to keep the lie going. Next up, Marissa and Chelsea from East Lansing, Missouri. Miss Michigan. Whoa, Rim. From Missouri. They use the postal abbreviation. I got mixed up.
You're
right?
From Missouri.
I'm from Missouri. M.O. We are an interracial female best friend duo.
Oh, congratulations.
Shout out to y'all. The world needs more interracial
pals
and duos.
Absolutely.
Okay. We thought it was interesting how Ari didn't back down to Crystal during her whisper manipulation talk after her meltdown. Do you think that this is a true turning point in their relationship, or more producer-orchestrated drama in order to trick the audience?
I think she's really done. I think Crystal's done.
You think it's a turning point? I don't understand what they mean by turning point. It's not a positive turning point.
No, it's a negative turning point, if anything.
Yeah. There's no going back now, basically.
That's what I think they mean, is a negative turning point.
Hey, Rem and AB, this is Maddie from Alberta, Canada. I haven't read this question yet, but if you're from Alberta, Canada, you're getting it read on the air, okay, period. Internationally known and locally respected. What's that song? Internationally known and locally respected. P-I-M-P. That's 50 Cent, folks. Crystal's behavior blew me away this week. I don't know if I've ever seen someone react more immaturely and disrespectfully in order to achieve, to receive the bachelor's attention on a group date. I think it was very clear that Ari was unimpressed and wanted to send her home then and there when he went up to talk to her, like we said. I think the producers told him he had to keep her despite her behavior.
Oh yeah.
It's very clear to me, despite his words, that he is no longer into her. What do you guys think?
Here's what happened, Rim. Here's what happened. He was going up. He was leaving them. He was going to take the elevator up. Halfway up on the elevator, they hit the emergency button and the elevator stopped. And a bunch of producers came into the elevator with him and told him that he cannot by any means get rid of Crystal. This is an emergency.
Yeah. Like I said, we don't like to talk about the producer manipulation of the show. It's not as fun.
Well, I do.
No, I mean, that's not our focus. If you listen to other Bachelor podcasts, which I don't, they're trash. Other people say about other Bachelor podcasts that it's all the gossip behind, but too much behind the scenes talk, all that stuff. Sure. We just want to watch a show and enjoy the show for entertainment's sake.
And watch it for true love. That's what we do.
True love, period. Now, when you talk about all the producer stuff, it kind of takes you out of that element.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But this episode, like we said, there was a lot of fishy stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And I think Crystal not going home in that moment is exhibit A.
Yeah.
Shout out to me, mock trial king.
Exhibit A.
13-year-old mock trial whiz. All right. That's all we got from the Rose Bag. Again, text us with your questions throughout the week. 773-234-7794. Thanks for listening, as always. You can always follow along on Twitter, RoseCastES. If you follow us on Twitter, I might ask you to prove that you're a human being, folks. A lot of bots out there, a lot of bots in the news these days, AB. Also on Instagram, RoseCast Podcast. We'll take whatever. I don't care if you're a bot or not on Instagram. And on Facebook /RoseCast Podcast. AB, do you got anything else? Any specials going on?
No.
Okay. January 31st today. January's over.
Next month, big special's coming.
Yes, keep your eyes and ears peeled.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.